This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
The Inside Self Storage Expo 2025 is coming up next week in April, and I'll be there. Hope to see you there. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses all of the training that I offer small investors who want to get in the self-storage business. You can find out about the products and services that are available at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And I try to go to at least one self-storage conference a year. Sometimes I go to more than one. I almost always make it to the Inside Self-Storage Convention, and I go to the SSA Convention some. I like going because I can track what's new in the industry. I can meet new vendors. I can nurture old relationships. I can connect with people, even though it's a big industry. It seems kind of small. And relationships are everything. And if you're in the self-storage business or getting in the self-storage business, ongoing training and keeping up on your industry is absolutely vital. But today, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about something most people overlook. And I'm going to make an assertion here. And the assertion is most breakthroughs in any industry usually come from outside the industry. So as some of you know, I'm writing a book now. This book is applicable to the being in the self-storage business, but it's not specific about the self-storage business. It's about how one can use their mind to create wealth. And in one of the early chapters, chapter one of the book, I talk about just what we talked about, how breakthroughs tend to come from outside the industry. And let me share with you a little bit of that chapter. So I'm going to make an assertion here. Breakthroughs in any field often come from outside that field. The Wright brothers weren't engineers. They ran a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. Meanwhile, Dr. Langley, an actual engineer, publicly declared that human flight was impossible after crashing his flying machine into the Potomac River in October 1903. 2 months later, in December, those non-engineers flew. 65 years after that, man was on the moon. Einstein wasn't a trained physicist. When he wrote The Theory of Special Relativity in 1905, he worked in a patent office in Switzerland. Wallace Wattles, the author of The Science of Getting Rich, which he wrote in 1910, was a New Thought minister. Dr. Maxwell Maltz was a plastic surgeon who wrote Psycho-Cybernetics after realizing that external transformations didn't change his patient's internal self-image. Maltz showed that success in life and what someone created for themselves as possible was intimately tied to their self-image. I could go on and on. These people changed the world, but specifically changed a particular industry because they brought a fresh perspective and a new look to that industry. They saw things differently. So what does that have to do with your self-storage business? Well, maybe a lot. So some of the biggest breakthroughs I've had in my self-storage business came from training that I got outside the self-storage industry. I'm not saying don't get the training inside. It's absolutely critical. You won't be in business very long if you're not. But don't limit yourself. Get outside the industry. You know, for example, if terms like cap rate, IRR, still make your eyes glaze over, take some commercial real estate courses. Take some CCIM courses. In 2017 through 2019, I was really frustrated with the results I was getting from vendors doing online marketing. So I decided to learn something about online marketing. I didn't go inside the self-storage industry. I got a coach and joined a mastermind group from people who were training online businesses and ad agencies on using Facebook and Google strategies to market products and services. I translated those strategies onto my self-storage business. In the early days of my fundraising, as I was syndicating deals, I not only went to fundraising training and organizations and masterminds, I took classes in psychology and neuroscience. I joined groups and organizations after those classes to keep up with what I'd learned and see how it was evolving. It helped me immensely as I put together my storage deals and talk with investors and began to understand some of the psychology and thinking behind how investors may be looking at deals. For example, did you know that when someone had their money stolen from them or they think they're losing money, that the same part of the brain fires that would be firing if a saber-toothed tiger was charging you? So while intellectually someone might know that losing money is not a life and death situation, on a physiological level, it feels like it. Their body responds the same way. The same part of the brain fires and creates the fight or flight response that would happen if a physical danger was imminent. The body doesn't know the difference. Now, would you want to know that as you're strategizing on what you're going to be saying on a quarterly call with investors where your performance didn't meet expectations because of whatever, fill in the blank? Made a big difference in how I was able to communicate with people. Almost every leap I've had as a business owner, entrepreneur, and specifically in the self-storage business came from training I got outside the industry of self-storage. So if you want to grow as a business person or take on a bigger game in life, my coaching is, first of all, work on yourself, work on expanding who you are to be able to take on a bigger game, and two, put systems and structures in place to support that larger version of yourself. So for example, and I wrote about it in the book Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. In 2013, 2014, I created a game. It's a made-up game, but I created a game called a $60 million self-storage portfolio. Nothing magic about that number. I just made it up, but that was the game I was playing. My thoughts were, and rightly so, that a $60 million self-storage portfolio would soon evolve into $100 million. Now, so the first thing I did was work on me, expanding who I was. I had no training, business training. I had nothing special about me. I couldn't even hardly sign loans in 2013 still. But I had to expand who I saw myself as and what I thought would be possible for myself in my life. I took classes. I went to Tony Robbins' business mastery class. I joined mastermind groups. I got coaches. And what I did was I expanded my vision of myself and what I saw possible for myself. And I looked at and learned from multimillionaires and billionaires and what they had their attention on and what they didn't have their attention on. And I learned from proximity of being around those people to what was possible for me and began to expand myself. Then I had to put structures in place to support that larger version of myself to play a game called a $60 million storage portfolio. So I took pretty high-powered time management classes from Landmark Education. I did a lot of ongoing training on myself, and I still do. Then I got specific training in the industry and in fundraising, and I continue to study outside the lines of the self-storage industry to see what other industries are doing and see if I can translate that on to the self-storage business, or specifically my self-storage business. I'm not saying this to say, look at me and copy me. I'm doing this more to inspire you. First of all, create, if you're going to play a game in the self-storage business, the game of creating wealth, play a game, create a game, be specific. My coaching is don't create something like, I want money. Create a very specific amount, create a game where you can track yourself, and by when that game will be won or lost. Then go expand who you have to be and what's possible for yourself in your life to play that game. And then put structures in place and get specific training on where you're weak. My experience in life is it wasn't getting to the portfolio number. It was the fulfillment came in actually playing the game and who I had to be and who I had to know myself as to actually play the game and have a chance of winning at it. Actually, selling the portfolio wasn't that exciting. It was who I got to be, and the experience of playing the game is where the fulfillment is. So I've created a new game. I continue to create and have a future that calls me forth and calls me in such a way that I need to be expanding. I think that's a powerful way to show up at the ISS convention. I think that's a powerful way to play whatever game you're playing where self-storage is a part of it. But don't just stop at the ISS convention. Go outside the lines and get training in all kinds of fields. Take classes in all types of education that can support you and support the game you're playing. If you see me at the Inside Self-Storage Convention, be sure to say hello. I'm interested in your successes and your challenges in the business today, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.